Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
And I would refer it to the rapture. Truly I tell you, this generation, those living at that definite period of time, will not perish and pass away until all has taken place. The sky and the earth, the universe, the world will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So those words stay. And I felt that the generation it was talking about was everyone who's been born since 1948 until the present hour. So everyone who's 80 years and less could be in this category.
Wow.
I was born in 1940, so I'm in that category. And I might be one then who sees the kingdom of God come. But I'm not dogmatic about any of it. But it says that you will meet him in the clouds, and that is the sign of the rapture. So he could be returning. I'm not saying that this is the last days, because that was declared in Jesus' time. But I'm not. I'm really about something beyond that here. So there's some scriptures I've been on. So I want to repeat again, by your endurance, you will gain your lives. So I want to say, watch your life where you have to endure, because there is your test.
I've been writing on the blogs about do we have what it takes. I had a conversation with a man, he said he doesn't know if this generation, if we have what it takes to fight. And I've gone around and around and talked about the battle, and about when we don't have a battle, we don't do well. And I just make some points about it. But I really feel like each of us Christians, it's everybody, but in particular, there is a focus on we the believers, that we would fight, that we would stand, and that we would have faith. And if our faith is not being tested in this season of our country and our life, personally, I was born in 68. There's been wars, there's been tragedies, there's been, you know, things that have happened, but there has not been in those that I have grown up with and beyond, that they've really had to, the testing hasn't been there like it was before. World War II was a test. We just did the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And you think about those guys, and you think about everybody that fought. They had a battle, and they fought. And they had to fight with faith. And they had to fight the propaganda, and they had to fight and we are in a position right now that we're, and this is not, though it's coming up politically, though you can see it politically, it's not as much political as it is spiritual.
Yes.
This is, it may be manifesting in a political fight, but that's not the real fight. And the surface fight that we're witnessing, ballots and fraud and all this other stuff, that is so surface to what actually is going on. And we're being bombarded on a regular basis. And I have a real hard time keeping my head above water and in faith for what God's doing. And it's been real easy to get into fear. when there's persecution. And the scripture that you were reading talks about being depressed, being weighed down with the trials in the world of the world. And basically, can you read that scripture real quick?
Yeah, it's Luke 21:34-36. And I chose the Amplified Classic because it contains, I'll tell you what it in particular contains. It says, but take heed to yourselves. That in itself, those five words, take heed to yourself. Look at yourself. See where you are. Be aware. And then it says, heed to yourselves and be on your guard, lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed, weighed down. And so this is a how-to. This is the crucial how-to be in this day that we're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Take heed to yourself. Stop and take time to find out what you're thinking, what God's saying to you. That's huge. This is how you get through things.
Mm.
It's very practical. Number two, be on your guard, lest your hearts be overburdened and depressed and weighed down with, this is what we face, weighed down with the giddiness and headache and nausea of self-indulgence, drunkenness, worldly worries and cares pertaining to the business of this life, unless that day of his return come upon you suddenly like a trap or a noose, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the entire earth. Okay. Keep awake then and watch at all times. Be discreet, attentive, and ready, praying that you will have the full strength and ability and be accounted worthy to escape all these things taken together that will take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man. What a scripture. I really want us to memorize it. You get things from memorization that you can't get by just reading. Now, there are words here in verse 36. Be discreet, attentive, and ready, praying that you may have the full strength and ability and accounted worthy. This, all the transcriptions of this verse, I've read some, I guess as many as there are. One uses the word that you may have strength. Another will say that you're able. And another will say worthy. So the Amplified carries these three tests, strength, ability, and worthy, to escape all these things taken together that will take place and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man, because I believe this has a reference to his first return to the earth, which I believe is the rapture. I believe the scripture is crystal clear if you gather them all together. And this one, including the one I used 2 months ago, promise you that you can escape the sufferings that are coming, the intense fire and terrible times, the tribulation. And we're given here the warning and the way. Everything's provided.
You know, the one thing about that is that there's a whole section of Christianity that believes that there is no rapture, and that's fine. And they think it's a cowardice way out. But the thing that this scripture is showing is it's not about cowardice.
No. It's about wisdom.
It's not only wisdom, it's about those who have prepared.
Yes.
It's those who have done the work. It's not like you just get an escape hatch and you just drop through the floor. This is something that happens for those who have prepared their heart, who have been faithful. If you look at Luke 18:8, it says, I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth? It's a work.
Yes.
That faith is pushing back against the fear, the doubt, the unbelief, and it's a work. It's almost like, is it not a reward for those who have done the work?
Yes. Who've listened, paid attention.
And it's a death.
Well, in Luke 20, still in Luke 21, There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. Men fainting from fear, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and glory. Thessalonians has a reference, and to meet him in the cloud means you go up there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first part of the of his return to earth to rule and reign. And so I believe that the escape from the tribulation is the rapture. And I know many people don't believe in the rapture, but I've gone through the scriptures and I just read it to you. There is a place, there's a condition you can be in where you escape these things taken together that will take place, and to stand in the presence of the Son of Man.
I really don't care if I get airlifted out or if I my whole entire purpose is to be as close as to him as I can be.
Yes.
And I don't care if that's an airlifting out or if that's an enduring through or if that, I don't care what it is.
Why?
I really don't.
It's irrelevant. To focus on that is
to miss the point.
Miss the point. Absolutely.
Because he's the point.
Mm-hmm. And seeing him. And seeing him.
Absolutely.
And people, someone said the other day that people wish for the rapture so they can escape. I don't see it that way either. I'm not looking at the rapture as I want to escape out of here. Mm. I've got to live here, and I may as well be attentive to this life.
Right.
I'll only have one chance for this day and tomorrow and the next day to live in his will and be in the great adventure of whatever that's going to be. So but he's so faithful to us that he gives us all the warning, the dire warning. Then he gives us all the way he plans to rescue us. And I just want to be, the verse you just read about will the Son of Man find faith on the earth? That's the question. That's what I want. And I'm going to talk about faith too. And if we have time, if not, we'll do it later.
We have time for anything you want.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.